أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. In the previous ayats we read where Allah تبارك وتعالى told Adam alayhi salatu was salam that go and stay in Jannah now. And the ulama have explained that you would see there the system of Jannah, and then similarly in this world he will also establish all the things which are required for the proper functioning of Jannah. When Adam alayhi salatu was salam went into Jannah, and of course all the great ni'mat of Jannah, the enjoyment of Jannah, etc., his arch enemy, Shaitan, who kept his enmity hidden within him. And he also hated Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, but he came to him in the form of a very good friend. Yeah, we also learn a great lesson that many times our enemies come in the form of friendship and in the form of giving us good advice, but actually they are our enemies and they want to deter us and take us away from the correct path. So Shaitan came and he told Adam alayhi salatu was salam, you are enjoying here, you are having a wonderful life here, everything. And the greatest thing which Adam alayhi salatu was salam was enjoying, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Always to be in the presence of Allah, the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala, and that enjoyment is even more greater than the enjoyment of Jannah itself also. But don't think you are going to be here forever, mort will also come. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, what is mort? So he made his form in the form of an animal, and that sakarat came onto that animal. And the difficulties and the sakarat, the pangs of death that a person has to go through. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam saw that, he got frightened and he got disturbed that this is something very difficult and very hard. So he asked him that how can a person save himself from this? So Shaitan, the enemy, Shurud, he also was studying very well. This is also a thing that we have to understand, that the enemies study a lot and they study our lives and everything very thoroughly, and then they see where they can get a loophole, where they can find an opening where they can attack us. Today also the big think tanks, etc., which are working all the time, and how they want to fight us and how they want to oppose us, they are working. They are all ikhwanu shayateen, the brothers of Shaitan, min al jinni wal ins, of jinnat also and of mankind also. And the enemies still today, they work in this pattern. So Shaitan, when he studied all this, then he said, he realized that what Allah Ta'ala has prohibited him from for Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to eat of that certain tree, that prohibition, that is how I can destroy him. So exactly like that also, Shaitan today, he knows what all the prohibitions are of Allah Ta'ala upon us, what Allah has forbidden us. And then he works in his very sly and shrewd way, and he comes in the way that is very smart, and he wants is a friend, and he destroys us in that very, very terrible way of the prohibitions of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, it has been mentioned that the greatest ibadat and the most ibadat, the most rewarding ibadat, is to stay away from sin. Sin is the thing by which Shaitan gets through to us. So then when he realized that Allah Ta'ala had made this one tree forbidden for him, that is the way I can get through to Shaitan. So he went to him and he told him that now mort will come to you. How can you, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam asked, how can we be saved? He said, hal adulluka ala shajaratil khuld wa mulki la yabla. As I show you of a tree, of it, that if you will eat of it, you will live forever and you will have a life of enjoyment forever and ever. So when he showed him that, but Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has forbidden us from this. Breaking the law of Allah is no, there can't be good life in there, and there can't be goodness, there is destruction in there. So then Shaitan, in his shrewd and sly way, how today he gets through to us also, what thoughts he puts in us, our mind, that all the haram, he says, if you don't fall in this haram, insurance policies, you don't fall into the haram of music, of all this, of the cell phone today, then how are you going to live? How are you going to make ends meet if you don't have all the income of this dunya, whether it is halal or haram, we don't worry. Inheritance money, we don't sort it out properly. So Shaitan comes in that way. So he told him that this tree, actually why Allah Ta'ala has made it haram for you, is that if you مَا نَحَاكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَا مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. That Allah has just forbidden you from this tree, that if you will eat it or of it, you will live forever, or you will become malaika and angels. But Allah wants to take the work of His Khilafat. He wants to make you His deputy on earth. So yeah, He has just sent you for this little while to learn how to run the affairs of the world. And He will take you out from here and send you there. And in dunya, there you will have your wife, your children, and you will earn your rosy. You will get so busy in dunya's things that you won't get time to think of Allah Ta'ala. You will be so involved, and that is exactly what happens to most of us. We get so involved in dunya, in the affairs of dunya, that the remembrance of Allah, that goes out of our mind. And if we do remember Allah, make namazes, but our minds are still in the dunya. Whatever we are doing, still we are there. Whereas in Jannat, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had nothing to earn, only to be with Allah, in the presence of Allah. And everything was ready found for him in Jannat. So he thought that now he fell in a doubt that if I take of this, I will live in Jannat forever. I will be close to Allah Ta'ala. I will be saved of all the things of this dunya. فَأَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فِرْ hila diya unko shaitan ne. Shaitan made the feet shake. Now they got a doubt. When Shaitan saw they got a doubt that what is happening, and this happens with us also, that when Shaitan tells us something, do this, do that, we get a doubt. Shaitan works on that doubt now. So further than Shaitan, وَقَاسَمُهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. He took qasam and qasam of Allah Ta'ala. And he said, I'm here just to give you good advice. I'm not here, I'm not your enemy or anything. And I made a mistake, I didn't make sajda for you. And that I want to rectify that. So therefore I thought I will come and give you this good advice. That whatever perhaps you had ill feelings with regard to me, that when Allah commanded you to make sajda to me, you refused to make that sajda. So now I want to rectify that, and I want to do a good deed in turn, so in order to rectify that. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the great love he had for Allah, and he thought, this is the opportunity, I can stay forever in Jannah and be close to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. We might take these things as very simplified, and that we won't fall in these traps. But till today, Shaitan makes us fall into these traps all the time. And it is prudent and wise, and therefore Allah has mentioned it right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, so that we are on our guard of Shaitan, our worst enemy, and our nafs all the time, and the two have worked together to destroy us. So when the Shaitan told him that, then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it went out of his mind. And this also happens. We know what is the command of Allah, but at that moment, no, let me do this, let me do that, the wrong thing. And Allah's command goes out of our mind. It's like we forget about it. So like that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was overtaken, and that I will stay forever in the company of Allah, I will be in the presence of Allah, that had overtaken him. Then he and Hawa alayhi salam have the eight of his fruit, and then in front we read what happened, how Allah took them out. So the lesson for us to learn here, this is a historical fact which Allah is mentioning in the Quran, and not just for the sake of mentioning. And history is not to know dates and not to know places of names, but history is to take a lesson. And this is our history of Adam alayhi salam. We are the children of Adam alayhi salam, so we must know our history. For one, we are not any offspring of any monkeys or anything. We are from Adam alayhi salam. And the other is that how shaitan got through to him, and how our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, shaitan was so sly, so shrewd, that he made him also forget the command of Allah. So we also have to be on our guard. And he took them out of Jannah, and consequently they came in this world, and then all year in this world, earning, working, enmity, fighting, killing, all these things are happening here. So that was the consequence of that. So if we also forget the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then this is what the world becomes, and we suffer the consequences accordingly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we be on our guard of shaitan and of our nafs all the time. And for that it needs devotion and dedication to our deen. 5 times namaz with concentration, do our wuzu, istinja everything properly, be in contact with the righteous and the pious, and keep akhirat in mind, then hopefully we will get saved from shaitan. And the biggest thing is to take the protection of Allah Ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. It's a very, very great wazifa. We take it very lightly because it is so common, but it is a great, powerful wazifa to save us from shaitan. May Allah protect us all, our progeny, the whole ummah, from shaitan and his slyness and his shrewdness. And Allah take us to Jannah and be pleased with us.